So if you've kept up with me recently, you'll know I've been working out. It consists of a daily regimen of starvation, manual labor, and experimentation. Kinda makes me wonder why I didn't just knock over a liquor store and let them put me in prison. I could have gotten the same treatment and let you taxpayers foot the bill. Hell, it might have even sprung for liposuction if I had just blown the warden a few times. And I've got some inquiries about it as well. What made you change your mind? Did the doctor tell you that you had to? Or you're trying to impress someone? Or did you watch an episode of Slim Goodbody and get spiritually moved like the second coming of Christ? And the truth is, I got tired of not being able to see my balls without a hand mirror. No, seriously, it's just a goal that I've got for myself, and it keeps me sane when Netflix is late and I'm too sore to whack off anymore. Plus, I'd really like to think I could still score a cheerleader, if I really wanted to. I really want to! But like anything else in life, you change one thing and then everything along the line has to change along with it or you're screwed. I've had to get new pants and shirts and jeans and socks and underwear, which sucks because I've barely worn the damn things. If I dare hit the Taco Bell and get a chalupa, I'm popping buttons with enough velocity to give somebody a Prince Albert through a hazmat suit. Plus, I have all the fashion sense of, well, any guy out there. There's a reason you can get a Spider-Man t-shirt in triple extra large, but not in pink, you know? And now I wear contacts, which I love, but again, open up another fashion pothole. What shades will bring out the raging bull stud in me that will make women swoon, men cry, and dogs really hate their owners for getting them that snip job? I feel like such a dork trying to pick these things out, because I can't bring myself to pay more than 10 bucks for a pair. Sure, I'll go up to 20, but it makes my left testicle deflate in shame for being such a vain, arrogant prick. And I don't know if you've seen the selection you can get for that price, but you run the risk of looking like a rock star. In this case, either Elton John or Roy Orbison. Two styles you can get away with if you're below the age of 10 and there's an image of Winnie the Pooh or Lightning McQueen on them, and you're at Disney World. But at my age, you look like you're still being dressed by your grandma. And I can't bring myself to pay more. If I'm paying more for sunglasses than I would for a decent video game system, then my priorities are fucked. Unless you can play Left 4 Dead on them. But you know the biggest fashion hurdle I've hit? The hair. Now, as sexist as this might sound, women have men beat so badly in this regard, all males might as well be French and surrender right now. They can go out after just waking up, no shower, hair up in curlers, and maybe a fleck of dog shit hanging off the back of a ponytail. There will be at least four guys in a 5-mile radius who are gonna cop a boner. If a guy tries to pull this stunt, then someone's gonna ask him how long he's been homeless. There is no hairstyle that doesn't look good on a girl. Hell, even a woman with a shaved head looks damn fine. Sinead O'Connor, Aaliyah from Star Trek the Motion Picture. But if a guy doesn't have just the right build for the smooth look, he looks like an extra in a zombie movie or a giant thumb. And in my case, I would look like a giant thumb that's been hit with a hammer. By the way, thanks, Dave. So shaved is out. What look should I go for? Should I grow it out, cut it short, get it dyed, rock the pompadour, go Rasta style? Look, you can already tell that I'm completely clueless. My idea of cool is still stuck back when the Fonz was the shits and the perm was Trey Chic. Whereas today, I'd either look like I was part of Sha-Na-Na reunion or I'd suffered some kind of hair gel explosion. I seriously shouldn't be allowed near a hairstylist without parental guidance. Let me tell you about the two times I went in for what I thought was cool, okay? One time I went into a salon. Let me stop for a moment. I forget, maybe it's a sign of my old age, but when did it become permissible for a guy to go into a salon instead of a barbershop and not be told, you have a 20-minute wait. Would you like a set of balls to rest on your chin till it's your turn? Whatever happened to the striped poles, the old men talking about fishing and spitting chaw into a spittoon, and people with a strop razor ready to shave the pimple on the back of your neck right the fuck off of you? I miss those places. You can't find a copy of Ranger Rick magazine anywhere else. Anyway, I went into a salon, almost choked there, and I was lucky and I was attended by a very attractive young lady. Enough piercings to set off a metal detector, but in the dark I could at least find her by the jingle. And she asked what I wanted, and I said, well, just shorten the front and the sides, but leave the length long in the back. Think Anakin Skywalker, but with better acting. And she said, oh, you want a mullet? And I'm thinking, well, I know it's a fish, but maybe it's become the new cool. So I asked, is that hip and sexy? And she said, well, my dad's got one. Here's a tip. Never ask someone who's cutting your hair if they ever found their dad sexy. The tip will have you eating Kraft mac and cheese for weeks. So later in the year, I went to another salon, and this time I was taken care of by a very pleasant black gentleman. We chatted for a bit, and he asked what I wanted. Well, since I was still smarting from the whole mullet incident, I just said, make me look good in a suit and tie, short and professional. Now, apparently that particular statement means something very, very vile in some language that's been long forgotten in the sands of time. Cause this guy grabbed a set of trimmers and started carving into me like he was chiseling a statue of Britney Spears stark naked eating a tofu hot dog out of a block of marble. I kept my eyes closed, but I could still see the blood, flesh, and hair spraying off of me like he was taking a weed whacker to a chia pet. In agony so bad that at one point I yelled out, look, I'm not sure who in my family tree stiffed you on a tip at some point, but just stop and I'll write you a goddamn check. Just leave enough skin to protect the little gray cells from falling friggin' raindrops. Shit! And I'm here to tell you, I tipped even better for this guy. I'm now fighting the cat for the last spoonful of little friskies. But I still have the same problem. What hairstyle should I go for? And even better, what should I say to get the coif primped and avoid getting beaten like I welched on a bed? I don't know, but till I figure it out, I'm buying a Flobee off of eBay. Hey, they do say Moe was the sexiest dude.
Hey, Moe!
And this is Pointy Weasel at point.furryhost.com and movio.com saying that, oh god, I just yanked a nose hair and it's gray. Mother puss bucket, does anyone out there know if they make a Grecian formula for this? It's hard enough moosing and blow drying these things before I go clubbing.